The Wyoming legislative session is coming to a close. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck joins me now to discuss the session. Thanks for being here, Bob.
Thank you.
There was a lot of talk about the lack of revenue coming into the session and how that might impact things. How did that play out?
Well, it certainly did. It was a discussion in the Senate and the House, but maybe more so in the Senate. Senators very concerned about the future of funding. But one of the things that also didn't come up in the Senate was revenue. The general feeling there is that they shouldn't raise taxes and need to cut and do whatever they can to avoid tax increases. The House, on the other hand, said, okay, maybe not taxes, but let's take a look at some new ways to grab some revenue to fund some of the state government. And one of those would be some of the taxes we get, tax revenue we get from online sales that are taking place through Amazon and that kind of thing that are finally getting returned to the state of Wyoming. There was some diversion of money that they put into some different funds, maybe start using that money again since the state needs it. And so that was the debate, and there was a lot of that debate. And Senator Eli Bebout, who's the Senate president, certainly had a very strong opinion about raising any revenue, and he wanted to either cut money or take it out of the reserve account. And that was the stance that the Senate took. And the House, of course, took a bit of a position where you needed to cut some, but really didn't do a lot of cutting. And so that was kind of what played out through the entire session. It's led to some interesting conference committees and discussions, and certainly hung up the budget, which we'll talk about in just a second. But that was the theme. When all said and done, I think probably the House did better than the Senate when you look at all of that. But the Senate's position of cutting some things, certainly does play forward.
At one point, education was facing some serious cuts. If everything kind of holds, how will things stand?
Probably about a $30 million cut to education. There was a point where that was looking much, much higher than that, and certainly had some school districts concerned. And plus, though there were also a couple of constitutional amendments floating out there that would maybe allow the legislature to make even further cuts than the model allows right now, and also limit school construction, or at least make it so the state of Wyoming did not have to pay for school construction. So it would be basically tax issues at the local level. So that's what they were hoping to accomplish with those. The House wanted nothing to do with that, and so that most of those failed.
Why did those cuts not fly in the House?
It's pretty easy. The Speaker of the House is an educator. His name is Steve Harshman, and there also were some other people in the House that really were vested on education and really didn't think further cuts were the way to go. The other thing that happened in the House, I think maybe more so in the Senate, is that there were maybe more people in the House of Representatives that had hoped that the House Revenue Committee would come back with some tax money or at least some new revenue options. And, they were very unhappy that that didn't happen. And so they really didn't want to vote for any cuts. And so that was kind of the discussion over on the House side. And as far as cutting back on education a lot, David Northrup, who is the education chairman, he led the way of getting rid of a lot of the House or the Senate bills that would have done just that. So it was just tough sledding for the Senate over in the House.
There have been some reports that the Speaker, Steve Harshman, and Senate President Eli Bebout did not get along. Did any of that dynamic move to the rest of the House and Senate?
Well, first off, that's true, and that they didn't get along, and there was certainly a different philosophy. Senator Bebout is old school and believes you cut the budget, you don't raise revenue. Steve Harshman certainly agrees with cutting the budget to some extent, but he thinks it's time to start paying for things again. And he had hoped that the House Revenue Committee would come back with some ideas, but they just didn't do it. And I think what happened is the budget picture improved a little bit for the state of Wyoming over the summer. And so it's an election year. Who the heck wants to pass a tax and get tagged as a tax and spend type of person during an upcoming election? And so, there was a lot of that went on. Now, did that affect the relationship between senators and representatives? No. In fact, it was a main topic of discussion that, well, I think we've reached a deal on this, but let's see what, you know, the leadership thinks about this. So there was a lot of that kind of conversation, but everybody got along and everybody actually found some of those disagreements funny.
Some tensions, certainly, but what were some of the highlights and high points of the session? Maybe some things to be excited about.
Yeah, and I think that's the thing to talk about, because there's some weird bills, certainly, and there was some in here on the final day that are still floating around. But I do think that there was some very good legislation. You know, if you're looking to improve the economy, one thing you want to see in this state is enhanced broadband and better airline service. Legislation to maybe do that did pass. There was also some endow initiatives that did some other things, such as funding for entrepreneurs, providing grant money, which is something that has been lacking in the state. And it's something that probably will move more to the private sector down the road, but at least getting some of that started. They also did some other things. You know, there was some work being done on the opioid problem in our state. There's going to be a commission that's going to get together and take a look at that. And then there was some legislation to better track some of the medication that's handed out to folks, so they can get a handle on some of those things. And so some good stuff there. And then I think on the education side, the one that really is useful is, you know, adding computer science into the basket of goods, so it's something students can take and maybe learn about coding and that kind of thing, and possibly get them ready to go if they want to be young entrepreneurs and that sort of thing. So certainly a lot of good did happen during the legislative session. It really wasn't all that bad.
The 2018 session is almost in the books, so what's next for lawmakers? What's in store for them?
I would say that the thing that's next for them, they really have to get back to this revenue piece, because they're right. They can't keep cutting the budget there. And I haven't seen the latest numbers, but it's over $700 million that they're going to take out of their reserve account. They came into the session with $1.5 billion. So they've, you know, you don't want to keep doing that over the next couple of years. But, you know, they have money and they have some time. So eventually, let's get through the election season and see what you want to do. And later in this program, Senator Rothfuss and Senator Coe will lay some of that out for some of the audience on things that they would like to see. But, you know, making sure that everybody is paying into the tax system, other businesses, and there's a lot of exemptions that are sitting out there, a lot of people that really don't pay maybe as much as they should, some of the businesses that are doing very well in the state. So that might be something that they want to take a look at here down the road, and I think that will be very important. And, you know, I just think the time of cutting, Caroline, that maybe there's more cuts, but I think they've really taken a good whack at things over the last 4 or 5 years, and maybe it's now time to reassess what are our priorities and how do you pay for them. It sounds very simple. It's not simple in government.
Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has been reporting from the 2018 legislative session. Thanks so much for your insights.
Thank you.